This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One point that he makes, subhanAllah. That's one point that he makes. And then he makes another point, subhanAllah, the point of when we, on the 10th day, is the day of Eid, there are things that you should do to get out of your ihram. Because the ihram, which is another thing that he mentions, the ihram, there are certain things that are impermissible for you to do when you're wearing the garments. You cannot get married, you cannot hunt, you cannot put on any cologne, you cannot cut your hair or your nails. And scholars mention you do this because it brings you to your essence. All of these things are extra. It brings you to your essence. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. As we have created you from before in the beginning, we will return you in that state. All of us will return to the ground. As we were ultimately created, initially created. وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. Allah says this is a promise. A promise that we will all return. All of us will return. So when he talks about the ihram, when ihram, we're prohibited from doing certain things that are permissible and even recommended. Marriage, wearing cologne, cutting your nails, being clean. But in this time, you voluntarily are in a disheveled state. Because it reminds you, all of this is not important. I need to focus. Ibn Rajab makes the comparison here. This is us in the dunya, in this world, when we are patient from staying away from sinful practices. Patience, as-sabr ala al-ma'asi. Patient. There's something that you have a habit that you know is wrong, but you're patient and you stay away from it. A person, place, or thing, you keep away from it to keep it in proper perspective. Why am I here? Does my Lord want me to do this? Very simple. We don't trivialize this. Very simple. And each and every single one of us, wallahi, each and every single one of us knows the demons that we have in our closet. Each and every single one of us has a demon, demons in our closet. What are we doing to fight those demons? Because life is temporary. What are we doing in regards to patience away from sinful practices? Because life is temporary. And I guarantee you, Allah guarantees you that you will stand in front of Him. And you will answer for the good that you have done in this life. For the efforts that you have made. Allah is a shakur. Any effort that you have made, subhanAllah, even if you had a good intention, Allah will reward you for that. But if there was an intention that was acted upon in a sinful practice, Allah will reward you for that as well. But it will be in the opposite. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that remember the ritualistic practices and allow them to be extendable upon actions in our life, to where it serves as a reminder for us in this life, for verily there will be a next life where we will answer to Him. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى إِحْسَانِهِ وَالشُّكْرُ لَهُ عَلَى تَوْفِيقِهِ وَامْتِنَانِهِ. So when Ibn Rajab, mashallah, makes this comparison of the ihram, when we wear the garments of the, we would say, spiritual purity, for lack of better words, in this state, that being extendable outside of Hajj is remembering that we are patient away from the ma'asi, from the sinful practices. He makes another comparison. Here's another one. When you get out of your ihram, when the Hajj, the pilgrim, gets out of the garments that he or she is literally in a state of prohibiting themselves from that which is permissible, which we've talked about, and you wear your regular clothing, now you can clip your nails, now you can put on garments, all those things. But there is a small interlude here. Because what is the day that the one that is the Hajj, the pilgrim, takes off their ihram? That is the day of Eid. That is the day of Eid, the 10th day, which just passed us 2 days ago. And on this day, it is impermissible to fast. The 9th day of Arafah is preferable to fast. The Prophet ﷺ said, he forgives the sins from the year before and the year after. But the next day is Eid, impermissible to fast. And this is a mercy from Allah. You know, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order you to do something, and every order and prohibition is a mercy. It's a manifestation of mercy, whether we know it or not. Because He wants what's best for us. So whatever He legislates is that which is best for us, and it's a manifestation or a way that He shows mercy to us. So on this day of Eid, you eat and drink plentifully. Ibn Rajab makes a beautiful comparison, subhanAllah. When he talks about you leaving this action of worship, of being patient and staying away from sinful practices, you're doing your best. You fail sometimes. We're human beings. But you do your best. He compares the days of ihram to the dunya, the world. But the transition to the next life starts off by eating and drinking. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? There are three situations in Islam where one eats and drinks as a form of celebration. One of them are these days. The second is when? Ramadan. In Eid, the second Eid. And the third is when, ya akhwa. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the third scenario where you eat and drink is when you are in Jannah. May Allah make us the inhabitants of Jannah. Do you see the connection? Allah is painting a picture for you. Look, this hard work that you have done, you don't shave, you don't cut your hair, you don't wear perfume, you don't even take a bath. A sacrifice. Then you sacrifice by sacrificing an animal if you are able to. All of this, Allah is not unaware of that. Allah is a shakur. A shakur means the one that is appreciative of what you do. No one will appreciate you more than Allah. Whenever you want appreciation from a creation, from a form of creation, and you forget Allah, know that that is a form of deficiency. That we have to remind ourselves that we ultimately want Allah's approval. And everything is subservient to that. So here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jannah, Allah says, Kulu washrabu hani'an, eat and drink plentifully. Yeah, brothers, and just stop and think about it. When you read about Jannah, yani, qutufuha da'a, Allah talks about the fruits. He says, the fruits will come down. Yeah, subhanAllah. The fruits will come down to you while you're reclining in velvet chairs. What? Are you kidding me? Will come, and you have to remember that the tasawwur, the way you can perceive it, is far beyond your imagination. فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَمَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jannah is like what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and khatar, yani the heart cannot even, it's unfathomable. Jannah is much more of a higher, pure degree than we can imagine. Because things that we think about are only going to be from created things that we have encountered. There's no way you can think outside of that which you don't know or haven't perceived. Jannah is beyond that. That's why it's called Jannah. Jannah means that which is hidden or covered. Janin means the womb. Jinn is something that's unseen. Spirits, for lack of better words. Jannah. Allah just gives us a description. Words that we may know. Yani, the rivers of honey, lakes of milk. These things will be in Jannah. May Allah make us from the inhabitants of Jannah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Kulu washrabu hani'an, eat and drink plentifully. In another verse, bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliyah, from what you have left from those days, from the effort that you have made. So when looking at this, brothers and sisters, it's important for us to remember, ultimately in these days of Tashriq, it's days of eating, drinking, remembering Allah. Upon the least thing we can do is to try your best of making salat and jama'ah, and at the end of the salawat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, all the way to Asr of the 13th day. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that are consistent in this. And remembering that these signs of tashriq is something that is extendable, as we've seen. It's not only for those that are in hajj right now, may Allah accept it from them, but from all of us now. to be patient on those sinful practices and to realize these are days of celebration upon the best days of the year. Celebrating that we are alive to have the opportunity to do our best and be our best in those 10 days. And then recognizing these days now are days of celebration, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Ibn Rajab says also. Two aspects in these beautiful days. Yani, na'im al-badan wa na'im al-qalb. There's the na'im, there's the bliss and the blessing of the badan, of the body. How? Eat and drink. And then al-qalb wa dhikrullah, remembering Allah. Al-dhikr wa shukr. Because when you remember what Allah has done for you, it should at least push you to thank Him in some kind of way. When you remember someone, imagine if you've come to this country and you met someone because of that, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'll say, because of that person, they got you a job. They said, apply it this day. He said he's ready for you to apply. Apply, inshallah, you will get to an interview. You're going to pass up 100 people, but he doesn't tell you that. You're passing up 100 people to get this interview. You get the job. You get, or whatever opportunity it is in a land that you're not familiar with, which is a lot of us, have come here and someone that was already here has given you an opportunity to help you provide for your family. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given you everything? وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And He has given you everything that you ask for. Not what you ask for that you don't know is good for you, but what you ask for, what you need, He gives it to you when He sees it suitable. That is the dhikr. Remembering what Allah has done for you, what Allah has done for others, the wisdom of why Allah chose something, the patience with that wisdom. Remembering that, that is what causes one to have gratitude to God. It is not an easy process. But really ask yourself, brothers and sisters, when you say, it's hard, what in this life that you appreciate comes easy? What? What comes easy that you don't appreciate? If it's something you worked hard for, many of you are working, you worked hard when you first got your job. You appreciate the fact, the fruits of your labor. But on top of that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something so beautiful. لَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدُكُمْ بِأَعْمَالِ. He said that none of you will enter Jannah with your actions. Now it seems confusing. The companions even asked, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, وَلَا أَنَا. He said, not even me. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَفَضْلِ. He said, except that if Allah, only that Allah engulfs me with His mercy and virtue and blessings. Because if we think, just think about it, if we think that we're getting into Jannah because of our actions, that means we should thank Allah for every breath. Alhamdulillah. In my heart, my vision, every single thing, because Allah is allowing it, every moment Allah is allowing us to live. So when you think about that, there's no comparison. There is no reciprocity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give me five, ya Allah, I'll give you five. La. Allah gives you 1 million and you just have to have an intention. And He rewards you. 1 million more. Or sevenfold than that. So when we look at that reality of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, and we look at what He has legislated, and we try our best to think about this legislation right now, these 3 days of Tashriq, how we can enjoy what Allah has given us. Ultimately, the message that we want to articulate is for us, brothers and sisters, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to show your thankfulness to Allah is to practice your deen. Very simple. Is to practice your religion. Very simple. This is not difficult. Allah has legislated this for us. It is not for Him. It is for you to try your best to get up and pray. It's for you to try your best to stay away from that which you know is not good for you. And even if you don't know, but you know Allah has said it's prohibited, what choice are you going to make? It's up to you. Because there will be a day when we will go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those that hug each other in Jannah. That hug each other saying salamun alaykum. That drink from the milk and honey. That eat from fruit sitting on velvet chairs. Thinking about those days. Those beautiful days in the dunya. We want to be of those individuals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those individuals, ya Rabbi Alameen. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ثبت أقدامنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا عند السؤال يا رب العالمين Oh Allah, make us firm when we are questioned يا رب العالمين اغفر لنا من ذنوبنا and forgive us for our shortcomings يا رب العالمين يا اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان Allah, help those that are weak and destitute in every part of the world وامدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا أيها المؤمنون إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله